I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
Happy Friday to you, everybody, going into a wonderful holiday weekend. It's a Target Demo Friday, which means that we want to hear what you're up to today as you prepare for the long weekend. What's going on in your world, shout outs, how you're listening, where you're listening. So you can hit us up on either Facebook or Twitter to let us know, and we'll read those coming up next hour on the show. That is Twitter at DA on CBS or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
Really interesting to hear Brian Urlacher talk about the quarterbacks that he played with. I really enjoyed that last hour. By the way, if you missed our conversation with Brian Urlacher, who just happened to drop by at the end of last hour, remember that that's always available on iTunes, as every interview is. Also available on our website, daoncbs.com, and at watchda.com if you want to check out the video of that. Urlacher and the Bears have been cursed quarterback-wise for his entire tenure, and then you've got to realize that the Bears have been cursed from a quarterback standpoint forever. Forever. I mean, you'd probably have to go back to their glory days of the 30s and 40s to really go back to a time where they were set for a long time at quarterback. I mean, at latest the 60s, when they were good again and going up against the Packers, the Giants of that era. But once you hit the mid-60s, I mean, until now, the Bears have basically been without a franchise quarterback. They've only won one Super Bowl, the 1985 game, and that was with Jim McMahon, but McMahon could never stay healthy. McMahon was the punky QB that, you know what, did what needed to be done and could have huge games, but was so injury prone and was inconsistent and just never seemed to be able to really stay on the field, that that's one of the big reasons that the 85 Bears didn't repeat, and why the 85 Bears also are kind of known as a flash in the pan. They never got back to a Super Bowl, despite winning the division, despite going back to an NFC Championship game in 88, despite continually being one of the best defenses in all of the NFL. They couldn't get back because they could never get their quarterback healthy. It was Doug Flutie in there. It was Steve Fuller in there, or Steve Walsh. I mean, it was just kind of a nightmare year after year after year at quarterback. Mike Tomczak. There was Jim Harbaugh. But, I mean, you look at the Bears quarterback situations over the years. Look at this thing. Kyle Orton, Brian Griese, Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton, Chad Hutchinson, Cordell, Jim Miller. Was it Cade McNown? Eric Kramer, Shane Matthews, Steve Walsh. Before McMahon was Vince Evans, Bob Avellini, Mike Phipps, Gary Huff, Bobby Douglas, Jack Concannon. I mean, I'm going all the way back now to the 50s. It has been a disaster for a long time, and Jay Cutler actually cut through that. Cutler was the starting quarterback in Chicago for 7 years. You could argue that Jay Cutler is the best starting quarterback the Bears have had since like the 30s or 40s, which is shocking. I mean, McMahon won more, but McMahon wasn't healthy enough. And last year, they went back to Matt Barkley. And now they signed Mike Glennon, but drafted Mitch Trubisky. It's one of the most amazing things ever that you could be basically 60 years of football and a franchise that has the history of the Bears and not be able to find a quarterback. So I would think, you would think, that Brian Urlacher, being in studio, would talk glowingly about Jay Cutler because at least he knew who the starting quarterback was going to be for seven straight years. And Urlacher didn't take him down. Urlacher didn't crush him, but Urlacher said, was he my favorite teammate? No. He said it was hard to not have an energetic, fiery guy as a quarterback. He goes, but that wasn't Jay's role on our team. And I really think therein lies why we look at Jay Cutler the way that we do. That it's fine to be aloof and it's fine to be on your own if you are at any other position in the NFL. Any other position. It's fine. I mean, it's not ideal. Look, think about the people that you work with. Think about the people at a family reunion. We all would rather be around the gregarious guy. We would rather that. We would rather have the person that will talk your ear off. Well, maybe not talk your ear off, but have a conversation, be fun to be around. You know, you'd rather have that person. But we all have people in the family that are kind of like sullen or low key or at work. And you're like, you just know, give them their space. But if they do their job, fine. Who cares? The problem is if that person is your boss or that person is in a position of leadership and inherently the quarterback is. So we had Brandon Marshall earlier this week here on the show. And Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler were boys at one point in time, I guess in Denver, was when they were closest. And Marshall admitted to us that once they got to Chicago, they were not boys anymore.
When we were in Denver, he was one of the most competitive freaking players I've ever been around, one of the most talented guys. You know, it wasn't an easy journey for him. I'm disappointed that he never reached his full potential, you know, retiring. But, you know, everybody's journey is different. You know, I definitely thought that Jay could have been one of the greats. You know, he has so much ability, and he's one of the smartest guys I've ever been around.
Was he not one of the greats because of something he didn't do or because of circumstances outside of his control?
You know, who knows? Who knows, you know? I thought in Chicago, you know, we had an opportunity to do some great things there. We didn't get it done. And obviously, you know, when you don't get it done and they're paying us a lot of money, you know, they get rid of us. And they usually start with the top.
It's interesting to hear Brandon Marshall say in Denver he was really competitive. And then in Chicago, something changed. Maybe it was that contract. Maybe he got all of that money to be the quarterback in Chicago. They traded for him, but then they gave him that big deal. Maybe that's what changed. Because you got to remember, Jay Cutler went to Vanderbilt. Jay Cutler didn't go to a football factory. Jay Cutler went to Vanderbilt and actually gave Vanderbilt their best seasons in forever. So he didn't have an easy road. He didn't have a ton of talent around him. He dealt with a lot of losing. And something changed when he went to Chicago. And fair or unfair, his lasting legacy is going to be sitting on the sideline in that NFC Championship game at home against the Green Bay Packers and looking miserable. And remember how players were just outraged that here was Jay Cutler with a chance to go to the Super Bowl and didn't even want to play. You know, something in Cutler just kind of flickered away. It just kind of went away. And maybe he was never a rah-rah guy. But look, you don't get that far in life in that position unless you have a highly competitive drive. And I think at some point when he got to Chicago, that just died away. I don't know. I mean, we always talk about the Kardashian curse. Could there be a Cavallari curse? You know, nobody ever blamed Kristen Cavallari for his issues, but when did he meet her? No, I'm not just going to blame this on chicks like in sports. I think that's stupid, but there's a Kardashian curse. Is it possible Cutler went in the tank when he started dating a celebrity?
Wasn't she a reality TV star too?
Yeah, she was on The Hills.
Was it The Hills or OC?
No, The Hills. The OC wasn't a reality show.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but they looked the same.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, basically. Something went away with Jay Cutler, and is there a more unliked guy than Jay Cutler? Is he going to be on Fox or CBS this year?
He is Fox. He's the number two team on Fox with Kevin Burkhardt.
I got to get this all straight. So you're willing to criticize him, but you're not willing to criticize Romo because he's on a Fox.
Romo's on CBS. Cutler's on Fox. Cutler is fair game to criticize.
Okay, you're just not going to go with Romo. You're not going to take a shot at Romo.
No. Romo's team CBS. He's on my team now.
Like the Young Guns.
Exactly. I would criticize Mr. Six. If he was on the Young Guns, I would never criticize him.
Do you think that Cutler will make a good broadcaster?
I mean, he could. I don't really know.
He just always looks like he doesn't want to be there. And I would rather have a broadcast with a guy that wants to be at the game. Jay Cutler always looks annoyed. He's got Jay Berman face.
He does. I guess that's a good point. Like, Tony Romo, when I look at him and I see him in a suit postgame, he looks professional. Jay Cutler stares at me in a TV like he's making fun of me.
Like, he's just so disappointed in
me. Right, like he's disappointed in me, and I just can't get past that, and then I'm going to lose sight of what he's saying if I'm looking at him. You know, when they do those pregame on-field setups, like, I can't take what Jay Cutler says to me about the NFL seriously because I feel like he's judging me through a TV.
Yeah, he's definitely judging you. Yeah. Absolutely.
Puffiness with sodium.
Yeah, he's got those puffy eyes. So who would you rather be trapped in an elevator with, okay? Elevator goes, now you're stuck there for a half hour. Jay Berman or Jay Cutler?
Ooh.
Wow, this is a tough question for you.
I think I'd rather be trapped with Jay Cutler.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness. And you have considered Jay Berman your friend.
Jay Berman has been a friend for a long time, but I think that's the thing. Great, Jay Cutler's the great unknown. Maybe I could talk some football with him and pass some time. Jay Berman, I know what I'm getting, and I don't need to be stuck in an elevator with that.
I would still go Berman. I don't think I could take a half hour with Cutler.
There are some off-air things that we could discuss about Berman, why you wouldn't want to be trapped.
Yeah, well... Look, he's a gaseous guy.
Yes, gaseous is just the way to put it.
He's a gaseous guy. But I still, I would prefer being with Berman in a half hour instead of Cutler.
Well, you know, Jay Cutler.
The Pirates.
You know, if you need to get out of that elevator, Jay Cutler not coming through in a clutch spot to get you out.
No question. He's not calling emergency services. He's not helping you get out. There's no way he's keeping you calm. He's agitated. He's
arms
surly.
Folded, pouty.
Yeah, very pouty. Very, very pouty. You're not getting anywhere with Jay Cutler in a trapped elevator. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number, 855-212-4227. Wait till Berman hears this. He's going to hate you even more. Wait till his wife hears this. She's going to hate you even more.
All I know is somebody didn't RSVP to my surprise party. It was Jay Berman.
Mm. And you will never let that live.
No, no.
Never let that go. When we come back, so you've got a superstar recruit, college basketball, going to the University of Texas. This guy has been attracting all types of offers, all types of scholarships, all types of interest from all across the country. People are saying that he is going to be one and done in a top three pick in next year's NBA draft. And he might have just had the rug pulled out from under him in playing this year because his brother snitched on him to the NCAA. This is a wild story next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Are the glitch in the simulation.
I'm Jay Berman, halfway home and
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
This game preview brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Trades are scary. When a player leaves your team, you can't like them anymore. You can't even wear their jersey except at Buffalo Wild Wings. They don't judge. Others might. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Yankees and Astros, two of the three teams with the best records of the American League, begin a three-game series in Houston this weekend. Yankees come into the weekend ravaged by injuries. Boy, both New York teams have just been crushed by injuries over the course of the first half of the season. They're just 4-12 in their last 16 games. They've been beaten around a lot. Astros took 3 of 4 from the pinstripes in a series earlier in May. Lance McCullers on the hill for a fantastic season thus far for the Houston Astros. He's 7-1, 2.53 ERA. For the Yankees, it's Michael Pineda. He's on the hill, with a 7-4 record and a 4.12 ERA. Certainly a series to watch for if you're a baseball fan this weekend. Astros and Yankees. This is one of the wildest stories I can ever remember doing in sports talk radio. And at this point in time, I've now been doing this for 15 years, every single day, Monday through Friday, in some way, shape, or form at some radio station along the way. And I really like college athletics, even though I am totally aware of how ridiculous and corrupt athletics are in college. But I love going to a stadium or a gym and feeling that passion. I love that connection between the school and the team and the atmosphere. And it's why every year I make sure I go to one more college football stadium that I've never been to. It's why I try to hit up as many college basketball gyms as possible. I love the feel of it. I just love it. But I realize that recruiting is crazy and the arms race is crazy and realignment is crazy and coaches are crazy. And I just realized the whole thing's crazy, but it doesn't take away from my enjoyment of when I'm in that arena or at that stadium. Boy, is that an awesome 3 hours, or that's an awesome 2.5 hours, or that's an awesome 4 hours. Gosh, that is just, it's as good as it gets in sports. And so I say this knowing that recruiting is nuts, but I've never heard of anything like this, never. You have a situation where Mohamed Bamba, who is one of the highest rated recruits in the nation, he's the number two recruit in all of the country, and he's going to play at Texas, okay? College hoops. Set to play at Texas this year, okay? Going to start in the fall, carry through the winter and spring, become draft eligible in the spring, and then be drafted in the NBA next year. He's going to be one of these one-and-done guys. He does everything well. He's long. He's lean. He's a seven-footer. He's got that huge wingspan. I mean, Mohamed Bamba just looks like that prototypical kid that coming into the NBA scouts salivate over. So he's going to attend Texas this fall, and he's going to be a one-and-doner. Everybody says one of the best players in the nation. He's going to do 1 year at Texas, play for Shaka Smart, go to the NBA, be a top three pick in the NBA draft. Mohamed Bamba is ready to roll, going to Texas this fall. And suddenly, his brother, his older brother, posts a 22-minute rambling video on Facebook yesterday.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
And his brother is poolside, okay? And he's just kind of rambling. But what he is doing as he rambles is clearly trying to take down his younger brother. He is very obviously looking to take him down. And he starts going into this background about how his younger brother was recruited and the people around his younger brother and this financial advisor, or so-called financial advisor, that became kind of a go-to for the family in Mohamed Bamba, okay? And he cites the business of this guy and said, this guy is no good. This guy is no good. This guy's been giving my son, my younger brother, gifts. He's been giving my younger brother cash. He's been giving my younger brother all of this stuff that's illegal. And he says, and I've already told the NCAA. And I've told the NCAA, I exposed that kid. He's not going to play this year. He's saying this about his brother. He's saying, I exposed that kid. He ain't playing this year. Now, can you imagine an older brother going to the NCAA, reporting gifts and exchanges to the NCAA to take down his younger brother and, quote-unquote, expose him? Let's play a little bit of this audio. We were going to hold it for soundcheck, but I want to play this right now as well. This is Mohamed Bamba, number two recruit in the country. His brother, this is his older brother, taking to Facebook Live yesterday and saying he's blown the roof off of his brother's recruitment.
He's a financial advisor, basically. He was Mo's teacher back in the fourth grade or whatever. But now he, long story short, now he's Mo's pimp. Mo's is his basically. So, this guy Greg came in, like last summer was my first time meeting him and so on and so forth. I thought he was cool, you know. My brother was like, he's real resourceful, helpful, and da-da-da-da. And not to mention, he was like, Mo, yo, Abe, not to mention, you know, this is the guy that's been giving me all this nice stuff all along. I'm like, word, he the one that got you this big-ass bed, got a big-ass TV, big-ass everything, bought mad from, you know, all the illegal that the NCAA don't like, that the NCAA will prosecute you for. He's been doing that for Mo. So, you know, pardon me, my foot, I'm a little wet, a little drippy, just got out the pool. You know, feeling a little mixy, you feel me?
A little wet, a little drippy, you feel me? Oh, pardon me, a little wet, a little drippy. I'm feeling a little wet, a little drippy right now because I got a long holiday weekend coming up here, man. 4th of July is ready to roll, 4-day weekend. I'm feeling a little wet, a little drippy right now. But this is outrageous. This is outrageous. Could you imagine turning in your younger brother and ripping away a scholarship from him? And putting in danger his basketball career and perhaps his wealth, his career. Texas released a statement saying, "We are aware of the recent social media posts regarding our men's basketball student athlete, Muhammad Bamba. As is usual practice by the NCAA, Mo's amateur status was previously reviewed and finally certified by the NCAA Eligibility Center. The NCAA has not informed of us any pending issues or eligibility concerns at this time regarding Mo. If there are further questions, we will certainly cooperate with the NCAA to the fullest." Here's how the NCAA works. They kind of don't want to know. They don't have enough hands on deck to worry about everything and to be proactive. They can't know everything that's happening at every school around the country. They realize it's just too much. So what the NCAA usually does is they wait for somebody else to break the case. That's usually a journalist. That's usually a media outlet. Or that's another coach or a rival reporting NCAA violations. And that's when the NCAA and the compliance office jumps in and starts investigating. Muhammad Bamba might be totally cool right now. He might be totally eligible. With this, the NCAA kicks into gear. And if his brother is telling the truth and has reported these violations and the violations are legit, Muhammad Bamba's probably not going to be able to play this year. Now, if that happens, maybe he plays across seas for a year like Brandon Jennings did. Maybe just sits out the year, but that's never good for your draft stock. But this kid was supposed to be a top three pick in next year's NBA draft. His brother has some stones on him, man. I mean, that is a gutless, ridiculous thing to pull. And why? Well, his older brother has been in and out of jail. His older brother has been arrested a bunch of times. And I think the family was like, hey, we need to get him out of this. We need to get the older brother out of this mix because it's going to only hurt Mo. And so I think this dude walked in and said, hey, we'll play the game for you, because that's what happens with these high school recruits, that there's a guy that comes in that plays the game and shuffles them around and, you know, makes the deals and all of this and then becomes their agent or financial advisor, gets a cut. I think his older brother wanted a cut, wanted to be the financial advisor. The family realized, hey, this is a bad idea. You've been in and out of jail. You've been arrested. You can't be that guy. This guy swooped in, and now his older brother is all bent out of shape that he's not going to have the income from younger brother, and he's bitter, and now he's going to report him. I can't believe it, because out of all of the years dirty recruiting has happened, I can't ever remember a family member blowing the whistle on their own. But this could totally screw this kid's entire career up. Completely. And if you're Shaka Smart, you're going to be like, holy crap, are you kidding me? What did he do? What did he say? What happened? It's obscene. It's totally obscene, man. I mean, it just is so, so, so disappointed to see from that older brother. I mean, just the worst. Look, do gifts exchange, get exchanged from recruits? Yes, that happens a lot. Is it right? Is it fair? Not necessarily. But you're going to blow up your own family member's spot and scholarship and spot in college basketball and hurt his pro career because you're bent that you're not the financial advisor? Oh, boy, is that low. I've never seen anything like it. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. When we return, sound check your best audio of the day. Plus, coming up in the third hour of the show, about a half hour from now, we have Dr. Junk Food here in studio. We'll hear Joe Girardi get very emotional about the devastating injury to one of his young rookies last night in just an awful scene in Chicago. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Time slot, same great taste.
DA, what's going on, man? Loving the new time slot. Super pumped that you're bringing back Target Demo Friday. I think that's pretty awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, you can listen to the entire episodes of the show. Anything you missed, anything you want to hear again, it's going to be available on iTunes or any interviews you may have missed, like Brian Urlacher earlier in the show. Also, we've had a really good week worth of shows. Brandon Marshall dropped on by. That was cool. Chris Sims was really great yesterday as well. All of that is available on iTunes, certain segments. They're all labeled for you every hour. It's a great way to listen on demand, DA on demand on iTunes. Just search DA and CBS Sports Radio. You know, social media, as we all know, is a cool thing and a not so cool thing. It's a cool thing because, and I've said this before, and I really believe this, I think this show, thankfully, I'm very grateful for this, has attracted the coolest listeners. Because we've got people that just understand the sense of humor, make me laugh, smart, funny, just kind of get the whole show. And I really appreciate that because you guys make me chuckle just about every single day. And it's cool because how else would I ever be able to be connected with you guys that way if we did this show 20 years ago? Yeah, you could call up, but it wouldn't be the same thing. A lot of people just don't call. Maybe via email, but I mean, 20 years ago, you're not going to get the type of connection that we have on social media. Social media also, though, unfortunately, where it's not so cool, shines a light on the dumbest of our population. And what is happening in Los Angeles with the Lakers is just more proof of this. The Lakers introduced their rookies, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, and Thomas Bryant. So they have all these kids on the podium, and they have all of them with their new Lakers jerseys. Kuzma number 0, Hart number 5, Bryant number 31, no big deal, right? Lakers fan, not everybody, but the ones on social media, these nut jobs, start saying that guy, Thomas Bryant, can't have Bryant on the back of his jersey. That's Kobe. It can't say Bryant. We've got to retire Bryant, the last name, on the back of any Lakers jersey. And you might think there's like one or two of these crazy crackpots that said this. Oh, no. You should see how many people were serious that the Lakers need to not allow Thomas Bryant to have his last name on the back of the jersey. I mean, these are just a few of the tweets. Two, at the official Lakers Twitter handle. Number 31 better change his name. Oh, no. Number 31 got to change his last name. At Lakers, that jersey should say T. Bryant on the back. At Lakers, this is a verified account. Lakers got to retire the name Bryant along with 24-8. Another one, at Lakers. Who is this Bryant number 31? He should be banned from having his last name on a Lakers jersey. Then Bryant tweets out a picture, Thomas Bryant, of himself with this jersey. More at mentions. Bruh, you're going to have to change your last name. They have to retire the last name Bryant in Staples. More at Lakers. Whoever 31 has got to change his last name, there will be no more Bryants on the Lakers. We're retiring numbers and names in honor of Kobe. Another one. At Lakers, whoever Bryant is has to change his name. Lakers should retire Kobe's last name. More. Lakers got to retire number 8, number 24, and the last name Bryant. Sorry, Thomas. I mean, again, this is not just like one or two. This is a splash of multiple, tons of fans saying the Lakers should retire a last name. This is where you go, oh my God, oh my God, no. There is a percentage of our population that are just total idiots. Just outrageous idiots. And unfortunately, we are now connected to them via social media. This is not good. This is not good at all. Retire a last name. So if you have a player named Bryant, he's not allowed to have his last name on the jersey. What kind of logic is that? What? So what happens if you have a really good Smith or Johnson on your team? What's going to happen then? Or a Williams. If you retire a Williams, guess what? You're going to be real screwed because there's a lot of Williams and Johnsons and Smiths out there for the future of your franchise. What kind of thinking is this? What? Terrifying, really. It's terrifying. Laker fan, terrifying. If you think Thomas Bryant shouldn't be allowed to have his own last name on his jersey because Kobe once played for your franchise, I'm sorry. We got to get you somewhere else. We got to shuffle you off somewhere else. There's got to be, maybe there's some type of re-educational program to put you back in society with some type of better logic. I mean, we just can't have this. What? No. That doesn't work. It's time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Brian Urlacher dropped on by the studio last hour, and we were talking about his relationship with Jay Cutler. Not great. I said, well, what about Rex Grossman? People say that he's the worst quarterback ever to start a Super Bowl, which takes us to Rex Grossman. I mean, when you look
Rex.
Is that sarcastic?
No, Rex is great. He was a great teammate.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was a gunslinger.
People say that he's the worst quarterback ever to start in a Super Bowl.
I disagree with that. I don't know the history of starting quarterbacks in Super Bowls, but he's not the worst in the Super Bowl era,
so
in my
opinion. You like playing with Rex?
He was a great teammate. He was fun. I mean, he'd make some dumb throws, but so what? He also made some great throws. I think that's just with any quarterback, but he made some great plays. I think he threw 30 touchdowns that season. I mean, he had 25 picks, but he threw a lot of touchdowns. But I really like playing with Rex. He was a fun quarterback. He was a fun guy away from football as well. Yeah. I enjoy playing with Rex. He was a good time.
It is wild to look back at Rex Grossman's career. Rex Grossman only won 25 games in his entire NFL career. 13 of those came in one season when they went to the Super Bowl. Think about that. More than half his wins ever came in one season. Here's his starting quarterback record. 5-8, 1-2, 0-1, 2-5, 1-0, 1-2, 2-1, and 13-3. In 2006, he threw 23 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. 3,200 yards and won 13 games with an elite defense, let's face it, and Devin Hester at his absolute apex. But he might have been a great teammate. He's in the conversation of worst starting quarterbacks of all time to start a Super Bowl. Now, look, David Woodley's in there, 82 Dolphins. Go back, 70s. There were some bad ones in there. I mean, he might not be the worst, but he's in the conversation. There's a conversation to be had for Rex Grossman being, but I guess he was a great teammate, which is more than you can say for Jay Cutler. So there's something there. Joe Girardi last night was very visibly and audibly choked up. Yankees prospect Dustin Fowler comes up to the majors because the Yankees have had injuries, a lot of injuries. And Dustin Fowler plays in his first game last night. In the first inning, he didn't even get up to the plate yet. In the first inning in Chicago against the White Sox, he's going to field a ball, and he runs into, his knee hits an electrical box on the side of the wall. And so there's no padding, it's just an electrical box, and he goes down in a heap. They got to bring the medics out, the trainers out. Turns out he ripped his patella tendon, and so now the long road to come back starts, and Dustin Fowler didn't even play half an inning. And already his season was over as a rookie with the Yankees.
I was in tears, actually. Because I know what it takes to get here and how hard he's worked. And what's supposed to be a really exciting day for him turns into a really bad day. So I'm still in disbelief. I'm not blaming the White Sox, but it's something that needs to be inspected. It should have been padded or not put there or put lower. Because if the kid doesn't hit the electrical box, he might still be hurt. But my guess is he doesn't rupture his patella tendon.
You feel for that kid, man. I mean, how can you not? What are the odds that you work all of that time, you work all of that energy to make it up to the majors? You finally get your call, and you're trying to ball out for your team. It's a foul ball down the right field line, and you slam into the wall. You're trying to kind of go over the railing, trying to make that play. Every part of that wall is padded, every part of that wall, except for this one panel without padding where the electrical box is. What are the freaking odds? I mean, it's just, it's so unfortunate. It's so sad. It's so tough to watch. But there is, you know, a wall, there's padding, and then there's electrical box, I guess, kind of like right next to the padding or right underneath the padding. And that's exactly where he ran into the wall trying to make a play in the first inning of his first game. So tough to watch. And finally, Jimmy Butler makes news yesterday because at his introductory press conference with the T-Wolves, he gives out his actual phone number.
Everybody is entitled to their opinion. But with that being said, my phone's in my back pocket right now. If whoever has anything to say to me, feel free. 773-899-6071. So if you want to interview, there you have it. Please do.
So I guess that was his real phone number. I'm pretty sure, and somebody might be able to help me, that it was Mike Jones, the old rapper, that used to wear his number on a t-shirt in his rap videos. And it was his real phone number. I think that he actually had two phone numbers, and one was like his promotional phone number.
You're right. You nailed it. Mike Jones.
It was Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
So Mike Jones used to give out his real phone number. And if I'm not mistaken, if my rap history serves me correctly, that he would sometimes answer that phone. And so I always thought this was a brilliant marketing ploy. Brilliant. All you got to do is pay for another line. Okay. So you have two phones, two cell phones, two lines. Let everybody in the world know your one phone number. And so occasionally you pick up the phone. Occasionally you text back. And people are like, oh my God, it's really Mike Jones.
He racked up a $50,000 phone bill because of all the phone calls he fielded at first.
Well, so that's a problem. I mean, you know, that's back before unlimited data, unlimited minutes, I think.
So he got rid of his phone number and read up on this Mike Jones. And now that the dust has settled these years later, he is in a fight with Sprint to try to get his iconic phone number back that somebody else must have.
You see, so this helped build his career. So I always thought this was brilliant. Like, if Jimmy Butler was smart, Butler would keep this phone number and then get a separate one. He probably already has a separate one. But keep this phone number. Now the world has it. And, like, once a week, just answer a phone call on it. Once a week. And just chat for 5 minutes. And then everybody's going to freak out. Like, you could call Jimmy Butler and at some point he's going to pick up, like, Mike Jones, the rapper. You don't have to pick up every day. You don't have to pick up every phone number. You obviously keep your voicemail. I mean, it's going to be stacked, so you never have to, like, clear your voicemail. But, you know, every so often you just pick up the phone or you text back. And, like, that would be the most amazing thing ever. I think I'm going to do that. I think there will be a DA show burner line that listeners can just call.
Yeah, and then when you go on Trish Tuesday rants like the one you did this week and dog people attack you on that phone number, it's not going to end well for
That's
you.
That's a great point, actually. But that would be a lot like my normal Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
And that is your sound check. So give me the goods on this whole bit that we got going on here this next hour. This was your brainchild. And so we have a junk food doctor coming into the studio.
Right. Well, everybody's headed for the 4th of July weekend here, right? Where all you're going to do is eat gluttonous foods for the weekend. And that's just
totally.
going to lead to football season where we're all on the couch eating gluttonous foods.
I like how you think the July 4th weekend leads to football. There are like 2 months in between that you don't have to eat like a hog.
But 4th of July weekend to football season is kind of like the Hall of Fame game.
Okay.
Yeah. It really gets you ready to eat.
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to eat like a pig and you're going to do all this. So
like you haven't been eating like a pig.
Well, I calm it down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So we have a doctor telling us how to either reverse that, or if you do go on a junk food bender, how to not have yourself gain 15 pounds after a Sunday.
I'm going to ask this guy what's in a hot dog. Do we want to know?
Sure. You know what? Sure. Heading into the 4th of July, what's in a hot dog?
Okay. And then, so he's also going to give us some tips for this week, and if we hog out, what to do on the back end.
Exactly.
Puffiness with sodium.
Junk food doctor, Dr. Robert Silverman in studio next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.